Yesterday we started doing the Gemara and Daf Ches and the Beis. The Levi b'shem Rabbi Meir. The Shtei Sugos Shal Yotzim Zulifnim Mizu. It used to be that the Yotzrei Klei Cheres, the people who would make pottery and sell the pottery, they'd have two sukkos, one inside the other. In the Pnimis, they would live, and then they would bring their wares out from the Pnimis into the Chitzon and sell it in the Chitzonis. The Gemara says that the Pnimis is not a sukkah, it's not kosher for sukkah sachag, but it's chayev in a mezuzah. The chitzon, on the other hand, is kosher for sukkah sachag, but it's potter from a mezuzah. What's the difference between the pnimis and the chitzona? Why the sukkah is one way, the mezuzah is the other way? As we started explaining last time, it's machlokas Rashi and the Ran. Rashi holds that the psul of the pnimis for sukkah is a psul de rabbanan, that really it should be kosher. It's made l'shem tzel. It's made l'shem tzel. We paskin like Beis Hillel, that the sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem chag, it doesn't have to be made l'shma, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but it does have to be made l'shem tzel, meaning to protect yourself from the sun, from the elements. So the pnimis really is made l'shem tzel. So the chart should be kosher for sukkah. So it says Rashi, it's a psul d'rabon, that since it's not nikkur that you're dar bo l'shem sukkah, be careful over here. The sukkah doesn't have to be constructed l'shem sukkah. The Rashi is saying, apparently there's a din d'rabbanan that your yeshiva has to be nikkur, that your yoshev there l'shem sukkah. We're going to be getting back to this idea later in the sugya on Daf Tes. That's a very important yesod, that there's this concept in the d'rabbanan that your yeshiva perhaps has to be nikkur, that you're sitting there l'shem sukkah, even though the cheftza shel sukkah, the binyan ha-sukkah, doesn't have to be made l'shem sukkah. So that's what Rashi said, l'mikra milsad l'shem sukkah hu darbo. Why is it not nikkur that you're living in l'shem sukkah? Because he's darbo kol hashana kula. The yotzei klei cheres are living there, and the pnim is the kol hashana kula. So it doesn't look like you're living there only l'shem mitzvah sukkah. It's a psul d'rabbanan. That's how the Bach explains Rashi. We're going to see the Bach, mitzvah shem, in the next packet. I thought some of you would get to the packet today, and then you'll see the connection between the two sugyas. But okay, mitzvah shem tomorrow, we'll get to it. So the Bach explains Rashi as saying that it's a psul d'rabbanan. Come the Ran and the Ritva, and they say no. They leave out this idea that it's not minkara milsa, it's not mukhal, but rather they say that since you created this sukkah l'shem dira, created it l'shem dira, so that's a psul daraisa. It's called beso. It's called beso, says the Rav. Mishum davido l'dira, it's made to be darbo kol hashana v'havio lo kebayis, v'ika mishum tasev l'man ha'ase. It's interesting, the Ran seems to say there are two points. That's what the Ritva echoes also. We didn't see the Ritva yesterday in Shia. But it's almost the same Lashon. Eladvarim kepasht and shein asuk mishim David ladir v'havi lekebayis v'ika mishim tasev v'lomena osi. Klomer v'lomena osi mekvash lo l'shem tzel ela la'otzar o ladir. What are the Ran and the Ritva saying? It's kebayis, therefore it's tasev v'lomena osi. L'chor, they're saying two things. There are two points here. If it's avid ladira, that's kebayis, meaning something that's not made as a temporary structure, that's not called a sukkah. That's the first nakuda in the definition of a sukkah, right? Not that tzchach is the ikker definition of sukkah. Tzchach is part of the ikker definition of sukkah, but the ikker ikarin of sukkah, if you will, right? The main part of the definition of sukkah is that it has to be a temporary dwelling. Dira sarai, dira keva, whatever the halacha of the dira is supposed to be, but this sukkah is made as a temporary dwelling. If it's made as a permanent dwelling, this is where you live, kol hashana kula, the Ran and the Ritva say, that's called a bayis, it's not called a sukkah. So it's completely mufka from the parasha of sukkah. That's a psul daraisa. It's not just as a nikkah that you're living there in the shame sukkah. It's a psul daraisa because that's called a bayis, it's not called a sukkah, because it's not made as a temporary dwelling. The ika mishum tasa v'lomena osse. What's he saying here? L'chari, he's adding that even if you made it originally the Shem Dira, let's say you want to change your mind. You want to have a structure that's going to serve as a sukkah. So you say, well, I'll use this structure. I'll say that now, from now on, I only want it to be L'shem Tzel. I don't want it to be L'shem Dira. I just want to protect myself from the elements, from the sun. That's enough, right? So come around in the Ritva and say that that's not enough, because Tasev Lomana Asi means that you need Nasiya. You need Nasiya. You can't just have a Machshava Ba'alma. A Machshava now, I want to make it L'shem Tzel. That's not going to work. A machshava stam in the Valderat, a machshava stam that's unconnected to an asiyah, that's tasev v'lomena asay. So that's what the Ran and the Ritva are saying. There's a fundamental problem here, but even if you want to fix it, there's still another problem. Right? The fundamental problem is that if it's avid ladira, then it's a bias, it's not a sukkah. It's not a temporary dwelling, so it's psul daraisa.
that even if you'll say now I'll have a machshava that I don't want it to be ladira, I'm not going to use this anymore ladira. I'll build another structure ladira. This is going to be my sukkah for chag. This is going to be my sukkah l'shen tzel. It's up the Ran and the Ritva. That's also a problem because tassav lo manasi. If you don't have a new asiya, then there's a problem over here. You pick up the schach. You pick up the schach up and down. That's not tassav. That's not manasi anymore. You pick up the schach up and down, and you have the right kavanas. So then, right, you say the magic words, you have the right kavanah, so then everything will be great. Even if you made it l'shem dira initially, but now it's not l'shem dira, now you have a new kavanah, and it's mitzuruf to an asiya, so that would be kosher, that would be okay. But if it's made l'shem dira, that's possible in our Torah, say the Ran and the Ritva. The two approaches, Rashi says it's a psul d'rabbanan, the Ran and the Ritva say that it's a psul d'rais. This is talking all about the sukkah hapnimis, and the sukkah chitzona is kosher for sukkahs, because it's not a place where people live, it's not a dira of kol hashana, so therefore it's not also l'shem dira, it's not a bias. According to the Ran and the Ritva, there's no psul d'raisa. According to Rashi, there's also not a psul d'rabbanan because it's not minkara milsa. It is minkara milsa that you're sitting in the l'shem sukkah. What are you living in the sukkah chitzona during sukkahs for? You normally live in the pnimis, so what are you moving to the sukkah chitzona? Obviously l'shem mitzvah. Obviously you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah, so that's why the sukkah chitzona is k'shem. Good. How about mezuzah? Before we get to Sukkot Gambach, let's finish Sukkot Hayotzim, and then, as I said, we're going to need Sukkot Hayotzim for Sukkot Gambach. We're going to get back to this. But let's first finish Sukkot Hayotzim. Gemara adds that for mezuzah, the pnimis is chayev in mezuzah, but the chisson is p'tur. Why? So the pnimis, why is the pnimis chayev as poshet? Why? Why is the pnimis chayev as in a mezuzah? It's a dira. Of course it's chayev. You need a dira in order to be chayev in mezuzah. It has to be a bias. It is a bias. It's a dira. So of course it's going to be chayev. So why is the chitzon a ptura? Because it's not a dira. It's not a dira. There's no kfiyas to it, right? There's no kfiyas to it. Because you never live there. You're only living there on sukkahs. That's why it's no different than sukkahs achag b'chag. We pass like the chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, that sukkahs achag b'chag is ptura and not mezuzahs. That's why this will be part of a mezuzah as well. So in fact, the Gemara on this mezuzah element, okay, we'll get back to sukkah in a second. Don't worry, we'll get back to sukkah. I understand the chitzon is not a dira, but it is a beishar. What's a beishar? Beishar means a gateway to something else. A hallway, a gateway to something else. That's chayv in a mezuzah too. Bisharecha, right? Bisharecha includes beishar, gemara menachis. And a beishar is chayv in a mezuzah. You have a doorway leading into some other location. You have a hallway. It's a very common case in apartments. You have a doorway that's leading into a hallway, leading into a bedroom. So you think, well, I'm chayav mezuzah in the bedroom. That's my dira. That's my bias, right? That's definitely it's the right shear. It's dalet al dalet, right? You don't have to get involved. Machlokas the Rosh and the Rambam, rectangular. No, it's poshut. It's not like a Washington Heights kitchen. A Washington Heights kitchen. That's what you make your money on. You have to, I don't know, make your money, but right, that's where you have to talk shop. Right? You gotta talk halacha with the kitchens. How's it made? Is it right? Is it have the right shiurim? The different parts of the kitchen, rectangles, square. Okay, but the bedroom is poshim. How about the hallway? So people think, oh, hallway. What am I doing in the hallway? It's not, you know, I'm living in the hallway. Hopefully, I live in the bedroom. So what's the question? Right? The answer is the hallway is a beishar. The hallway might have a chi of derais in a mezuzah. Even though we normally assume we're machmer, like those shittas who were machmer like the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're not a chiyuv min haTorah in a mezuzah unless the doorway has a door to it. If it's just a mezuzah, two mezuzahs with a mashkof, the Rambam holds min haTorah not chayiv in a mezuzah. So we're machmer for that Rambam that when we put up mezuzahs in an apartment, we make the bracha on the mezuzah that you put up on the bedroom. You make a bracha on one and then you put up all the other mezuzahs after. So you shouldn't make the bracha on a mezuzah. First of all, the entrance to the house is not clear that it's even chayiv in a mezuzah. It depends on how it's situated. But just because it's an entrance to a house, so what? The house is not the dira, it's the bedroom that's the dira. So the entrance that we put a mezuzah on the entrance to the house. It could be that, you know, if you have an area there where you can take off your jacket and there's a closet, so it could be that that's a changing area, so maybe it might be chayiv. Normally, it doesn't even have the shear of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Whatever. We put up a mezuzah at the entrance to the apartment. But I wouldn't make a bracha on that mezuzah. I make a bracha on the mezuzah of the bedroom. Why the bedroom? Because the bedroom is Dalet al Dalet, Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, and it has a door. The But the other areas, like the entrance to the living room, most people spend most of their time in the living room, not in the bedroom. You know, if you live in an apartment near the dormitory, I mean, how much do you sleep? Like 2 hours a night, 3 hours a night? I mean, like how much time do you spend in the bedroom after? I think maybe a little more than that. But right, you spend most of your time in the dining room or in the living room. But the problem is it doesn't have a door on it, so the Rambam holds there's no chiyuv in the Torah. So that's why we make the bracha on the bedroom. But the hallway doesn't need a door. A Beis Shan doesn't have a door necessarily. It might not even need a door to have a chiyuv daraisa, even according to the Rambam. So whether the chiyuv is daraisa, the Rabbonin, but the hallway is not a chiyuv. It's something to keep in mind, to put up a mezuzah on the hallway, because it's a Beis Shan. So frek the Gemara, the chitzona might not be chiyuv in a mezuzah, mitzad dira, mitzad bayis. It's not Pesecha, but it's Bisharecha. It's a Beis Shan, so why shouldn't it be chayav in a mezuzah? Not the Gemara Mishum Lo Kfiya. It's not Kavua. It's not Kavua, so therefore it's not chayav in a mezuzah. What's not Kavua? It says Rashi Mishum Lo Kfiya, Lo Zu Velo Zu. Lo Zu Velo Zu Dova Kavua, Ve'ina Pnimis Chashuva Lios Lo Beis Shan. Neither one is Kavua. Not the Pnimis and not the Chitzona. So that's why the Chitzona is not chayav in a mezuzah mitzad Beis Shan. Why does Rashi have to say that? Lo zu v'lo zu. We're talking about the chitzona. Just say the chitzona is not kavua. The answer is because it doesn't have to be kavua to be chayav midin beishar. A beishar is not kavua. You're not living there b'kvias. You're passing from the beishar to another makom. So the beishar doesn't have to be kavua to be chayav in a mezuzah. So that's why Rashi has to say lo zu v'lo zu. You're not kavua in the beishar. So mitzad beisecha, it's not chayav. But you're not kavua in the pnimis either. And since you're not kavua in the pnimis either, then the chitzona is not a beishar for the pnimis. What is Rashi saying? You're not kavua in the pnimis? I thought we said you are kavua. That's why it's chayiv in a mezuzah. If you're not kavua in the pnimis, so what are you chayiv in a mezuzah in the pnimis for? What's Rashi saying? What's the Gemara saying? You're not chayiv in a mezuzah in the chitzona, mitzad beishar, because the chitzona and the pnimis, neither of them are kavua. Neither of them are kavua, so why am I chayiv in a mezuzah in the pnimis? I saw in the Sefer Avodas David on Sukkah, a very beautiful Sefer by David Goldberg from Cleveland. So he wants to suggest a very beautiful idea. He says, Avada, the Pnimis is a dira b'kvius. That's why you have a mezuzah in the Pnimis. Yeah, but what's missing from the Pnimis? The structure. The binyan is not kavua. The dira might be kavua, but the binyan isn't kavua. It's not made in a kviustic way. It's not a... Right? It's not like your house, right? Your real house. Your dar b'kol hashana, yeah, you're living there, but it's still a sukkah, it's a hut. Right? It's a hut, it's the binyan is not kavua, the binyan is flimsy. If the binyan is flimsy, that's not going to take away from the chiyah mezuzah of the pnimis, because it's still a dira. It's a dira b'kvius, because it's a dira, it's chayav in a mezuzah. But because the binyan is not kavua, the chitzona, it's not a choshev enough dira that the chitzona should be viewed as a beis shar to be chayav in a mezuzah. For something to be called a beis shar, it has to be a beis shar of a dira chashuva. If it's not a beis shar of a dira chashuva, so then that's not a choshev a beis shar. The tofel to the ikar is only as choshev as the ikar. If the ikar isn't choshev, then the tofel isn't going to be choshev enough either. So if the beis shar is a beis shar of a dira that's not a dira chashuva, then it can't be chayiv, the chitzona can't be chayiv in a mezuzah, midin beishar of the pnimis. That's what Rashi is saying. That since even the pnimis is not kavua, what does it mean not kavua? Meaning the binyan is not kavua. It's still a flimsy kind of structure, even though your dira is a dira b'kvias, enough to be chayiv the pnimis in a mezuzah, but since the binyan is not kavua, so it's not chashiv enough, and that's why the chitzona is p'tura from mezuzah, because it's not chashiv enough to be considered a beishar. Yeah?
Just to... I guess I need to support what you're saying. Earlier on Zion Obeys, we said that Rashi tells us that Diras Kev is defined by two things, that it's Roy Lishtamish Kavua, Vinyuris Kibayas. And Rashi over here is saying that the reason why Panimis is Inasukko is because he's Dyer Hasam Baruch Tashmisho Visudaso Vishinasasham. So you see, that's only Tashmisho, it's not Nyuris Kibayas.
Exactly. Rashi focuses on the Dira being Bakias.
Right.
Doesn't focus on Nyuris Kibayas because it's not, it's a Sukkah. It's not Nyuris Kibayas. It is somewhat flimsy, and that's why the chitzona is not going to be a beishar, because it's not a beishar. It's not bechayv in a mezuzah, midin beishar, because it's not a beishar of a dira chashuv. Okay, that concludes the sugya of sukkah shalom. Let's move to sukkah's ganbach now, and we'll see how sukkah sayotim is going to connect to ganbach. Tana rabban, ganbach. sounds like a scary word until you read on. What is ganvach? It's obviously an abbreviation. Sukas goyim, sukas noshim, sukas behema, sukas kusin. Sukkah mikol mokom. So ganvach stands for goyim, noshim, behema, and kusin. Sukas goyim says Rashi, she'asu yelodu b'bimos hachama. The goyim made the sukkah b'pshuta. We're talking about that the goyim built the sukkah. The noshim built the sukkah for themselves. To be darba b'mos hachama. So says the Tan of the Braisa, that's kosher. Ganvach is kosher. And sukkah mikol mokom is also kosher. As long as it's mesuchach as kelchasa. My kelchasa, Amar Rav Chisda, v'usha asol etel sukkah. Rav Chisda says, what does mesuchach as kelchasa mean? Asol etel sukkah. So the Braisa says, sukkah's ganvach is kosher. As long as it's mesuchach as kelchasa, that means it's made l'shem sale. For sale sukkah. My kilchas, the Rashi is, the kasha of the Gemara is, of course it has to be kilchas. But because it's made by ganvach, so you'd think it's worse. Why would you think ganvach is worse, by the way? What's the problem with ganvach, yeah? Nachai in the midst of sukkah, therefore what? What's the key word? One word. Sukkah Yishana? One word.
Tent.
What's the psul of Sukkah Yishan according to Beis Shammai? Who said that? Moshe? Mishma. Keep that word in your front pocket now. And we're going to be talking a lot about L'shem Chag. You need L'shma in Sukkah or not. So Ganvach, the point of departure in the Sugi of Sukkah's Ganvach is that it's not made L'shma. It's not made L'shma. Goyim are shayach to L'shma b'chlav. But Noshim also, the Labanei Chayuva, so they're not making it Lishma, they're making it for themselves, not making it for Sukkah, because they're not Chayiv in Sukkah. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. So it's not made Lishma. So it is Gria, it is worse than a Sukkah that was made Lishma, but it doesn't bother us, it's still kosher. So Frek the Gemara, my Kehilchasa, Zabrashi, my Yasa Lashmuinan. What is Kehilchasa coming to teach me in the Braisa? You want to tell me that the sukkah has to be constructed from materials that are kosher? Tzchach has to be constructed from Davashen and Mekabel Tuma, Psalos Goran V'yekev, has to be Tzilasim Rub Mechamasa. Havada, what's the Shaila? The sukkah has to be kosher. What's the Shaila? Otumishim Dureya B'miliach Ranaisa. Just because they're worse in some other way, worse in what other way? Shalonases l'shem sukkah. Rashi says it. It wasn't made l'shem sukkah. Ganvach, the kichi saron in ganvach is that it's not l'shem sukkah. Tiskasha b'psulas. So it'll be kosher even b'psulas, even with things that are possible for sukkah. How can it be? Sapter of chista name. Of course, it has to be mesuchach as kilchasa. We don't have to tell you that the sukkah has to be made out of dvarim ksherim. Of course, that's true. Mesuchach as kilchasa means it has to be made l'shem tzel. Even though you don't need l'shem sukkah, you need l'shem tzel. This is the mocker of that yisod. Chesam ebeis in sukkah. That even though we pass like Beis Hillel that you don't need l'shem sukkah, it has to be made l'shem tzel. If it's not made l'shem tzel, it's still going to be possible. Of course, the question is, what is l'shem tzel as opposed to what? Right? What's it lafuke? L'shem tzel as opposed to what? That's what we're going to have to see. That's the machlokas. Rashi against the Ran and the Ritva. The same machlokas we had before. Rashi, they're both going to have to express an opinion about that. According to the Ran and the Ritva, we know what the answer is already. Right? We're talking about a situation where it's not made l'shem sukkah, it's made l'shem dira. Right? If it's made l'shem dira, not l'shem tzel, that's a psul d'araisa. That's what the Ran and the Ritva are going to say. So sukkah's ganvach have to be made l'shem tzel, not l'shem dira. It has to be a temporary structure made l'shem tzel. That's the pashuk shah. Rashi will explain differently. We'll get to the Rishon. Okay, but that's the basic sukkah. That ganvach is kosher. But it has to be Mesuchach as Kilchasa, it has to be Mesuchach as L'shem Tzel, even though it's not Mesuchach as L'shem Sukkah. So the Sukkah's Ganvah, this Braisa, does this go according to all Deis and Tanoi? Is this said L'kulei Alma? No. The Mefarshim point out that this Braisa is really dependent on the Mishnah Naftes. Very important to keep in mind, and we're going to see this time and time again. Because there are halachas that relate to Sukkah Yishana. Even though we pass on like Beis Hillel, that Sukkah Yishana is Ksheira, you don't need L'shem Sukkah, L'shem Chag, but Beis Hillel also has certain chumras in Sukkah Yishana. We're going to see. It's a shem. We're going to see. You shall be. It is very, very important Yisodos. So those yesodas are going to apply to Sukkas Ganvach, because Sukkas Ganvach and Sukkah Yeshana are really very similar. They're both situations where you're making a Sukkah Shalol Shem Chag. Only according to Beis Hillel is that going to be kosher. So Beis Shammai, off the bat, Beis Shammai would say, this Brisa is wrong. Beis Shammai argues with the Brisa. Beis Shammai would never say Sukkah Ganvach is kosher, because it's not made L'Shem Sukkah, and Beis Shammai holds it has to be made L'Shem Chag in order to be kosher. So that's the first thing that you have to realize when you do this Sukkah. If that Sukkah Ganvach is only Alibah de Beis Hillel, the fact that Sukkah Ganvach is kosher, that's only the Fi Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai would argue because it's not made L'Shem Sukkah. Beis Hillel says, as long as it's Mesuchachas Gilchasa, it's made L'Shem Tzel, then it's going to be kosher. But there's something odd about this Brisa. The Brisa says, Mikol Mokom. Sukkah Mikol Mokom. After it says Ganvach, it says Sukkah Mikol Mokom. What's Sukkah Mikol Mokom? What's coming to be Marbin? So the Gemara says, Mikol Mokom Asim. My Lasuya Sukkah's Rakvash. You thought you were finished. Now another abbreviation, Suya Sukkah's Rakvash. The Tana Rabbanan, Sukkah's Rakvash, Sukkah's Roim, Sukkah's Kayotzim, Sukkah's Burganin, Sukkah's Shomrei Peris. The shepherds, the people who are watching the Ktzias, the figs that are drying in the field. Sukkah's Burganin, Rashi says Shomrei Ha'ir, watchmen from the city. Sukkah Shomrei Peris and Sukkah. Sukkah of Shomrei Peres, people watching the Peres. Sukkah Mikol Mokom Kshera. Also, in this Brisa it says, Sukkah Mikol Mokom Kshera, Uvachtei Mesuchachas Kelchasa. My Kelchasa, Rav Chista, Vushasa, let's sell Sukkah. This is El Bazach. Rav Chista says that Sukkah's Ganvach, Sukkah's Rakvash are both kosher, even though they're not made L'Shem Sukkah, but they have to be made L'Shem Tzel. So the Mikol Mokom, Sukkah Mikol Mokom in the first Brisa comes to be married by Sukkah's Rakvash. But that also is kosher. But in the Brisa, Sukkah's Rakvash, it also says Mikol Mokom. Mikol Mokom Asuya Mai, Lasuya Sukkah's Ganvach. What? You're playing games on me. What? The Mikol Mokom of Sukkah's Ganvach is Lasuya Sukkah's Rakvash. The Mikol Mokom of Sukkah's Rakvash is Lasuya Sukkah's Ganvach. So, what's going on over here? So it says the Gemara, Haitona de Ganvach, Halimalei Ganvach, Mishum de Kvi. The Katana Mikol Mokom Asuya Rakvash, Dolo Kvi. Haitona de Rakvash, Halimalei Rakvash, Dolo Kvi. Haitona de Rakvash, Halimalei Rakvash. There are two Tanaim over here. One says Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, the other says Sukkah's Rakvash is kosher. But the Marba, the other, they both agree with each other. Both Ganvach and Rakvash are kosher. One Tana is Marba Rakvash. He says it happens to be kosher also, it's not as good as Ganvach. The other one says that Ganvach is not as good as Rakvash. What's the Chisara in each? So Ganvach is not made by Bnei Chiyuva, as we said. It's not made by Bnei Chiyuva, but it's Kviya. It's stable. It's Kviya. Rakvash is not Kviya, but it's made by Bnei Chiyuva. It's made by men, Yisraelim, who are chayiv in the midst of Mezuzah, in the midst of Sukkah, I'm sure. In the midst of Sukkah, they are Bnei Chiyuva. So that's why you'd think, the Tana of the Brisa of Rakvash said, maybe you'd think only Rakvash is kosher because it's made by Bnei Chiyuva. But not Ganvach. Kamash Malon, even he admits, Mikol Mokom, Ganvach is also kosher. And then Manda Omar, the Tan of Ganvach, says, you think only Ganvach is kosher because it's Kviya? But Rakvash not. So I agree. Kamash Malon, Sukkah Mikol Mokom is also kosher. Okay, this is the price. The Yisod of Sukkah's Ganvach and Rakvash is that there are Chisronos in each. But the fact that the Sukkah is made L'Shem Tzel, that makes it kosher. Just parenthetically, what's this idea of Kviya? What Ganvach is better than Rakvash because it's Kavua? So you think Ganvach is Chayiv and Mezuzah, that's kosher for Mezuzah, but Rakvash is not? Don't we pass like the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't Sukkah supposed to be a Diras Arai? Kviyus is a good thing for Sukkah? Sukkah Diras Arai Be'ina? So why would the Tana think Ganvach is better? Because it's Kavua? Michael?
Isn't it, it's a Kavua, it's the fact that we're removing the Sukkah, no, not that it's done with the structure of the Sukkah, and like the fact that like it's going to actually physically remove it, no?
You're going to move the Sukkah? What is Kavua about Ganvach? The Rashi seems to say that Sukkah's Rakvash lo Kavua, Pamiram Kam, Pamiram Kam. The shepherds are running all over the place. So they have multiple sukkahs. They're not kavua in any one place, but Ganvach. The Goyim, the Noshim, there's more of a kviyas for them over there. It's more of a kviyas. So because it's more of a kviyas, you think that you're chayiv and that it's kosher for sukkah. It's kosher for sukkah, more of a kviyas. I dira sarai be. You know, what's the answer? Come on. What did we show him say on Zion of the Bay? So as we show,
he said that. He said
two
that
words.
These people hold that it's a kviyin and kviyah, but that's only more kavua than the other opinion. So these are just more kavua than a rakbash. It's not that they're actually kavua, but it's more kavua.
What do you need according to the Chachamim? Do you need, but it's all a right?
For 7 days?
For 7 days, what do you mean, John?
We're talking about, you need a structure for 7 days. You're going to get it with the Sukkot's Gaimach, but the Sukkot's Gaimach is no guarantee.
Okay, let's back up a second, okay? Abaye says what? That Beishamai who holds that the shear for a Sukkot is 7x7, Rosh of Ruba v'Shulchano, right? Rosh of Ruba v'Shulchano. What's that based on? Diras Kevah Be'ina. So we asked, but Diras Arai Be'ina, we passed on to Chacham Der Yehuda. What's the answer that the Bala Mar gave? And the other Rishonim, what's the answer? Yeah?
As a Tashrich.
Better?
There's a spectrum of Kevah. There's someone else in that same race that says 4x4, so clearly there's not one form of Kevah.
The use of Ktsas, that everyone holds that Sukkah has to have a Kriyas Ktsas. It's not supposed to be so Kavua that you couldn't make it Arai, but it has to have a Kriyas Ktsas to it. Right? So that's why 6x6 is not enough. You need 7x7 because there has to be a Kriyas Ktsas in the Sukkah. It's the same thing over here. Of course you need a little bit of a Kriyas in the Sukkah. Right? Even if Diras Arai Be'inam, you still need a Kriyas Ktsas. That's why Ganvach is better than Rakfash. That's why that Tana thought that Ganvach was better than Rakfash. And the other Tana holds that, no, Rakfash is better because it's Bnei Chayuva. Okay. Before we get into Rashi and the Ran and the Ritva, the different pshatim in Sukkah L'Shem Tzel, what that means, L'Shem Dira, or other things, let's first just understand Sukkah's Gamach. Let's understand the basics, and then we'll branch out. The Sukkah's Gamach is Sukkah's Goyim, Sukkah's Noshim, Sukkah's Behema, Sukkah's Kusim. V'pshuto, what does it mean? It means that the Goyim made the Sukkah, the Noshim made the Sukkah. They made it L'Shem Tzel. They didn't make it L'Shem Chag, they made it L'Shem Tzel. And the chiddush is, even though they're labanei chayuva, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. Now, if that's the case, then how do we understand sukkah's behema? Pashuk pshat is labanei chayuva means that the labanei chayuva made the sukkah. The goyim made the sukkah, the nashim made the sukkah. How do you understand sukkah's behema? But the behema made the sukkah. Behema can't make a sukkah. Behemas do build. But the problem is, I'm sorry? L'Shem Tzel, exactly, Eli. Right. Where's the L'Shem Tzel? The Behema can make a Sukkah, but remember, Rav Chista told us, the Sukkah Gilgamesh means it has to be made L'Shem Tzel. Where's the L'Shem Tzel? And the Behema's not having Kavanah. Right? The Behema can have whatever intent the Behema has, but we don't call that Kavanah. So, what's Behema doing? It's Behema's the odd man out over here. The Goyim, the Noshim, and the Kusim can have Kavan L'Shem Tzel, but the Behemah doesn't have a Kavan L'Shem Tzel. So even if the Behemah is making the Sukkah, but where's the Kavan L'Shem Tzel? How could Sukkah's Ganvach be referring... how could Sukkah's Ganvach include Behemah? Elliot?
If you normally say that Goyim can't have an Oshavah as a Kavan for a Mitzvah, they're allowing their Kavan L'Shem here to work, why wouldn't they say the same thing by Behemah? By Behemah, that's the only thing that they're doing.
Goyim can't have a kavan l'shma. You can't have a kavan l'shma, but it's not like the goy doesn't build something for a purpose. He can build something for a purpose. We just wouldn't call that l'shma. So when you need l'shma, like by k'siva sefer Torah, by k'siva saget, so there we say that a goy is possible. Akama da'at the nafshika oven. A goy does his own thing. So even if we tell him to do it l'shma, he's not going to listen to us. They have their own minds. So he's not going to have a kavan l'shma. But no one's going to debate the fact that the goy has some kind of purpose to his action. So if we ask the goy, if we see that the goy is doing it l'shem tzel, we ask him, right? We're sitting together with him. He says, I got to put up some of those mats because the sun's bothering me. If he says that, we know he's making it l'shem tzel. That's not called l'shma, but it's enough to be called l'shem tzel.
But we don't need any kind of debaters from Mira that he was doing it for that reason. The assumption is that if he built it, he built it.
Is it so clear that the animal is doing it for that reason? The animal is building the structure. Does the animal have a kavana? He's building it l'shem tzel. I guess the pshat is that when we talk about human beings, we think of kavan. But to say that the animal is building it l'shem tzel, the animal just does what's natural to the animal. The animal knows that it has to build a structure. Maybe the animal is not building it l'shem tzel, but it's building it to protect itself from the other animals.
Why should we say tzel without a goy? We need an amir specifically by a goy, so you're making this from the shade. Why do you assume that he's making the shade without the animal?
Yaakov?
It's a very good hour on that. We're clearly not dealing with halachic gospel here.
Right.
Even once you move past that, because then you wouldn't have Nashim, you wouldn't have Akum either. We're still a constant of das, and like, where do we draw the line?
Kavan, let's not call it das.
Fine, so kavan, like, an animal, like, practically is doing it for a purpose, but like, even outside of the realms of halachic das, we have this just regular kavana, you still have to draw a line somewhere. And we're saying, like, in Echanami, we know now that animals do have some form of makshava, but like, we're drawing a line that, like, that's not a real...
That's not called kavan. Al-Pidin, that's not called kavan.
Not animals al-Pidin don't have a kavan.
Right.
Even though all of them don't have a lachin kavan
here, it just needs to be with the shame itself.
Right, but again, the shame tzel means that the animal has to be thinking, when I put this thing up, I'm putting it up because I want to protect myself from the sun. So you think the animal has exactly the same kavanah as Goyim, Noshim, and Kusim?
Why else would the animal put it
up?
The animal's putting up the shelters. Is that not
protection?
Right, but is he?
The point is, the shame itself doesn't have
but if the animal's mother, if the animal's mother put up a sukkah just like that, then the animal is gonna, you know, knows that you're supposed to that we put up this dwelling. Is that l'shem tzel or is it just stama protection? He feels like he has to put up the top because if he doesn't put up the top, the bottom is gonna fall or whatever. Is he doing it to protect himself from the sun? Unclear. Yoni.
How can you just say that? I mean, animals don't have gods. We don't have gods, but usually don't have gods by hipsters, but.
Let's not call it das. Das is a term that the Rishonim use only in the context of lishma. Okay, let's talk about kavon.
Well,
he does something instinctively.
Like, you don't regard the kavon of a guy that's only by mitzvahs. Here it's not the shame mitzvahs of chag, it's just the shame itself. So that's going to be the difference. I mean, even if the animal can put up a sukkah structure for the purpose of shame, we're not going to consider that kavana. By the guy, we consider it a good kavana.
Why? He's putting it up for shame. What's the difference? That's the kasha that we're trying to.
But it doesn't have any kavana. It's an animal.
It's not for a mitzvah.
But
the goyim are not doing it for the mitzvah either.
I think
what you have to say is the animal is more instinctive. He's not thinking about what he's doing. He's not thinking actively. The goy has a machshava. When the goy puts up a roof, so he's putting it up to protect himself from the rain, from the sun, from the elements. So that's called the shem tzel. The halacha does not recognize the kavana of a behema. So. If the halacha doesn't recognize the kavanah of behemoth, how the sukkah is gone bakasha. Even the Irian says, you know what, we don't even have to have this whole discussion. We're not talking about that the behemoth made the sukkah. Even though behemoth is part of the list of ganvach, but the Irian says it's not talking about that the behemoth built the sukkah. You might want to say that goyim, noshim, and kusim, that is talking about whether they actually built the sukkah. But not behemoth. Come on, that doesn't make any sense, is up to the Irian. So interesting, Meiri stands on his head, so to speak, right? Right? He explains Goyim and Noshim and Kusim that they made the sukkah, and Behema, he changes. Meaning, even though it's a group of four, he changes Behema because he's so bothered with his kasha. And then where's the L'shem Tzel in Behemah? That he says, no, it's not that the Behemah made the sukkah, it's that it was made for the Behemah. So the Chiddush is that the Behemah is a Lav Bar Chayuva, obviously, right? They're all the Ganvach are Lav Bar Chayuva. So it doesn't matter whether they made the sukkah or someone else made the sukkah for them. You think that it's less, right? It's not as good as Rakfash, Kamash 1, it still works as long as it's made L'shem Tzel. So if the Goyim, if the Noshim, if the Kusim had Kavan L'shem Tzel, if the person who made the Sukkah for the Behemah had Kavan L'shem Tzel, so then the Sukkah is going to be Ksheira. It's fascinating. The Meiri was sensitive to this Kasha, but he didn't just say that Gamach is all talking about where someone else made a Sukkah for them. Because he feels that that's difficult. I mean, sukkah's goyim, that someone made a sukkah for the goyim. Why? Why would I make a sukkah for goyim? It just doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the goyim are building the sukkah. So that's what prompted him to say, stoma, we are talking about a human being, it means that they made the sukkah themselves. When you're talking about a behemah, it means that it was made for the behemah. The tzara shava is, since they're lav b'nei chayuva, it was made for a lav bar chayuva, so you'd think that somehow it's worse. Kamash v'lon, as long as it's made l'shem tzel, it's fine. Josh.
Who's making it? Does it matter who's making it for the
behemoth? Let's say a guy is making it for the behemoth. Let's say a Jew is making it. It doesn't matter. As long as it's made l'shem tzel. As long as it's made l'shem tzel. And we know that it's done l'shem tzel. Okay? Fine.
Isn't that now the same thing as the sukkah's growing? Sukkah's behemoth?
Sukkah's
growing is to rest the animals?
To rest the animals. It's to rest. It's for the growing. To rest themselves. To protect themselves. I think it's for both. Also, sukkah b'sada leisha b'socha b'mei asher avishom mimtzonam. No, it's for the rowan. It's for the rowan. For the rowan, they are shomer the tzon. The tzon don't need it. He's not making a sukkah for the tzon. If he makes a sukkah for the tzon, that would have to be very big if he has a lot of tzon. Right? It's for himself to protect himself when he's rowing the tzon. Yes.
I don't hear Zahara that it doesn't fit the paradigm. If you put in the light of all eight cases, this doesn't fit any of them. Meaning. If we still want to teach this din that sukkah's behemoth works, so what? Should have been its own line for itself? Like, what would have been better?
No, we shouldn't have mentioned behemoth. Should have just left it out. Sukkah's
ganak.
What?
How would we teach that din? Like, or just so washing that it would be kshira.
Well, once you say that a sukkah that's made by the lav b'nei chayuva.
That's a different question here. Our rabbi's saying there's no chiddush in behemoth, because it's a Jew's building it, there's no chiddush.
So let's. Okay. No, the chiddush in the Meiri is that since it's being built for a lav bar chayuva, you think it's worse.
I was just pointing out that if you're going to teach this din of sukkah behemoth kshira, where are you going to put it? Meaning, even though it doesn't fit the paradigm perfectly, Adam, if you look at all eight cases, all of them are being built for themselves except for this one.
So you know what? I would have said gimel nun chaf beis. Why put it smack in the middle of the fourth? Putting it smack in the middle of the fourth sound. What?
I was actually thinking that also. Like, are you going to even do up to the, you know, acronym? You know, the.
Zapter Yosef Engel and the Gilyon Yashas. Maybe Taket's talking about that the behemoth made the sukkah himself. Okay, that's why it's in the middle of the fourth. According to the Meiri, I still can't figure out why it's in the middle of the fourth. The Meiri says that behemoth is in the middle of the fourth, but it's a different case. Yosef Engel wants to suggest, no, maybe it's in the middle of the fourth because it's mamish the same as all the other cases. Maybe the behemoth Taket made it himself. But the behemoth is not mechayv l'shem tzel. The kavon of the behemoth is not considered significant. If Yosef Engel says, maybe you don't need the kavon of the behemoth. Right? Maybe you could say, does he actually say you don't need the kavon of the behemoth? וחידוש הדנתי שאין פרש זה מוכח ועד רבה הכוונה בפשיטו שעשה עושה בהם דומי דאינוך. Now he just says we're talking about that the behemoth made the sukkah itself. He quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. Rashba writes in a tshuva, Divrei HaShoal Shekosav Da'in Shaychus La'akum B'shum Asiyah Shal Mitzvahs. The Shoal says an Akum can't have anything to do with Asiyah Shal Mitzvahs. We're not talking about the context of like what's the shayla. But the Heshiv HaRashba B'zeh Loshen Ha'ish Kamocha Yomada B'zeh D'chi Sukkah She'asa Akum Mim Mifsela L'Beis Hillel D'Laboy Sukkah L'Shem Chag V'gam Sukkah S'ganvach K'sher. Sukkah's Akum, if the Akum makes a Sukkah, is that possible according to Beis Hillel? If you don't need Sukkah L'Shem Chag, then Sukkah of Goy works. V'gam Sukkah S'ganvach K'sher. What's the V'gam? Goyim is part of Sukkah S'ganvach. What does it mean V'gam Sukkah S'ganvach K'sher? A Goy makes a Sukkah, is that possible according to Beis Hillel? Dr. Yosef Engel, Mashma Tevas Vegam, Bergam, Alomi Bashasa Akum, Rakafilo Asa Behem Aksher. But Gam Sukkah Ganvach means exactly the same case as Goyim. Gam Sukkah Ganvach is also kosher. You think that a Goy is not Shayach in Asiyas Mitzvah, Asiyas Chefte Shal Mitzvah? According to Beis Hillel, if you don't need Sukkah L'Shem Chag, a Goy can make a Sukkah. And also Ganvach is kosher. What's his Chiddush? Noshim Kusim? Yeah, that's the same as Goyim. Suggest that the real chiddush is behema here. Behema is the chiddush because behema is not is more than goyim. The behema can't even have a kavana l'shem, a kavana at all. And yet the ma'isa of a behema. Normally we talk about a ma'isa kof ba'amah. That means it's not a ma'isa. Al pidin, there's no ma'isa at all. The Maisa of an Akam is a Maisa, but somehow it's missing in the Kavana. Sometimes if you need a Kavana Lishma, but Maisa Behem is even less than that. And nevertheless, Ganvach is Kasha, and Behem Mistam is Dumi the Goy. It's that the Behem made the Sukkah. So he wants to prove, the Rashi wants to prove, that the Asiyah of a Goy might be somehow meaningful in certain contexts. We're not going to talk about what the context is. Comes Rav Yosef Engel and says, what do you see? The Rashba holds that Sukkah's Ganvach, Sukkah's Behema, is where the Behema himself made the Sukkah. So the Behema made the Sukkah, where's the L'shem Tzel? Of course, you could have said Poshid. L'shem Tzel means, we're assuming, we see in the Behema that there is a Kavanah L'shem Tzel. So this is very difficult. Very difficult to say that we're Machshav the Kavanah of the Behema. So someone has suggested that maybe it's not the Kavanah of the Behema that we have over here. That maybe if we have a Maisa of the Behema making the Sukkah, and someone else, a Yisrael, is mechaber l'shem tzel. Or maybe even a guy. Or maybe an Isha. Anyone can be mechaber l'shem tzel. As long as a human being has a kavanah l'shem tzel, maybe that's enough too. Maybe you don't need the kavanah of the Behem itself. According to the Meiri Mistama, we're assuming, right, when we're assuming that the Behem is not the one making the Sukkah. So Mistama, the person who's making the Sukkah, but the Behem is having the kavanah l'shem tzel. If you take Rav Yosef Engel's pshat, that it's the Behema making the Sukkah, so where's the Kavanah coming from? Bipshuto, the answer is the Kavanah is not coming from the Osa HaSukkah. It's not coming from the Behema. It's coming from someone else. That if the Behema is doing this Asiyah, Behema is making the Sukkah, but someone else is Mechav and L'shem Tzel, somehow there can be a Tzirah between the Kavanah of the Gavra, of the individual, and the Asiyah of the Behema. That's L'chora what the Pshat is going to be. And I'll elaborate in just a moment. Yaakov. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying,
we will see that Rashi holds Mesuchachas Gilgasa means that if it's Mesuchachas Yofin has a lot of schach on it, then we know that it was made L'shem Tzel and not just L'shem Tznius. It wasn't just that people shouldn't be able to look in. It was made L'shem Tzel, because if it's just for people shouldn't look in, you don't need so much schach. So, yes, according to Rashi, if you're walking down the street and you see a sukkah with a lot of schach on it, right, so you can imagine that it was made L'shem Tzel. Correct. That is true. Okay? Yes.
According to the translation of the Yom HaShas, like, giving aside the bottom factor, if I saw someone putting down a chavil kash on top of their sukkah, and I know that their intention is just to dry out the chavil, my intention is, I want that should be considered sukkah, so that should become a kasher sukkah then?
Not necessarily, because it could be that if someone has a negative kavanah, someone has a bad kavanah, then my kavanah is not going to help. But if there's a power of a kavanah, or no kavanah at all, Behemah is a great example. Behemah is a great example where we're not attributing any kavanah to the Behemah, so I can imprint my kavanah on the mice of the Behemah. I'll give you another example. The Sefer Sukkah HaSholem, which used to be the Sefer Likut of Hilchas Sukkah, now they actually came out with a new printing. I thought some in the Shir. Tamidim L'Shir have this sefer. So he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach wanted to suggest that maybe if a sukkah is being made by the wind, somehow a strange case that the wind makes a sukkah, and as the sukkah is being created, right? Let's say there are defunos set up already, but the defunos are not a sukkah. Somehow the wind blows down. It blows down a tree. So the tree is detached from the ground. Blows down a tree, doesn't break the sukkah, but it lands right on the sukkah. Now I was wondering, where am I going to get schach? Oh, the prices are so expensive this year. Suddenly there's a hurricane, blows down a tree, and boom, it falls onto my sukkah. Unbelievable, right? Not so unbelievable. I didn't make it L'shem Tzel. Let's say as the tree is falling down, I have a kavanah L'shem Tzel. Dr. Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's how it works. Because I had a kavanah L'shem Tzel. I don't need a kavanah L'shem, I don't need an asiyah. Right? I need this kavanah l'shem. If Behema can make the sukkah, so the ruach can also make the sukkah. It's a suya al yidei ruach, but I have a kavanah l'shem tzel. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to suggest that should also work. Pilei ploy. Right? Naftali.
I mean, how are we going to fit that into the lashon like that the kusha saw the tzel sukkah? Means like, it sounds like a person who's making it has to do with tzel sukkah.
Because he's talking about the regular case. Regular case is a person making it. But do you really need a person? That's the question. Do you need an asiya? Do you need an asiya and a sukkah? Why do you think you should need an asiya for a sukkah?
Tassav
lomana asiya, right? Chag ha-sukkah is tassav l'chashiv as yamin.
This
the Tasman and also like the Sikhum divorce from the Kavana?
So we have to understand, what does Chagas or does Tasa really mean? Do you really need Nasiya or not? It could be Machlokas or Rishon. Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, when defining Tasa Lamana Asi, there are different sugyas of Tasa Lamana Asi in Sukkah. One is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the other is Daf Tezayin that we saw, Chodei Begadish, many different sugyas. So here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the first place where Tasa Lamana Asi is mentioned, Rashi opens up, right? He gives us a sheer clothing on what Tasav Lamana Asi means. Hechi dami Tasav Lamana Asi. Kigana chotit begodesh lasas lo sukkah. You see, Rashi has to tell us this because we haven't gotten to the Mishnah yet. The Mishnah on Daf Tezvav is going to talk about it. But the Gemara on Yud Aleph talks about Tasav Lamana Asi. Rashi has to tell us the case. Hechi dami Tasav Lamana Asi. Kigana chotit begodesh lasas lo sukkah. You're digging in, right? Digging out the haystack to make a sukkah. Shasikach haya me'ela v'enu nogea bo laso shemaisa. The sikach happened by itself. Tzchach means it has to serve as a covering on top of something else. So if you chodek begodesh, then the sikach is being created by itself. It's not being created through my maisa. Me'mela I have a tzchach. Keep in mind, the tzchach is not what I'm taking out. The tzchach is what remains. I have my godesh, right? You got your ground, and then you have your godesh, and you're chiseling out. Chiseling out, digging out the Gaddish. So if you dig out the Gaddish, where's the Schach? Schach is not what I'm taking out. The Schach is here, right? The Schach, the part that actually remains. So there's no see in the Schach. So that Rashi, that's why it's going to be possible. It's going to be possible because there's no Tasif. I'm not making the Schach. When I put the Gaddish down, when I was Ma'amr the Gaddish, it's not called Schach. It's not Schach because it's not being Mesakech on anything. If I had an oil tefach, if I left the tefach b'meshach zayin of the sukkah, that's okay. Even though I don't have a shir defonis, I don't have the height of asar tefachim, but if I have a shem ohel, a shem schach b'meshach zayin tefachim, that's an ohel that has a shem schach, so then, even though that's not actually going to serve as my schach is on top, but I had the shem schach already. I had the shem schach, that's tasif, that's an asiyah, so that's okay. Tasav Lamanasi is a psul in the schach, not in the defunus. So I can be mashlim the defunus by digging out. What does Rashi clearly say? That I need nasiya in sukkah. He says clearly, right? Ainu nogeh b'laso shum maisi. You're not doing a maisa creating the sukkah. That's the problem. Tasav Lamanasi means if you need nasiya in the sukkah. Comes the Rambam and says something a little different, a little bit of a different lashon. The Rambam in Hilcha Sukkah Perakei Halacha Tes writes, Sukkah shenases keilchasa mikol makom ksheira. Avo bishlo nases l'shem mitzvah. The Rambam invokes Rav Chistas Halach in our Gemara. Sukkah shenases keilchasa, that's good. What keilchasa? L'shem tzel. Even though it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah, it has to be made l'shem tzel. Sukkah shenases keilchasa mikol makom ksheira. V'hu shetia asuya l'tzel. Kegon sukkas akum sukkas behema v'chol kiyotze behem. He invokes our Gemara. Interesting that he picks on Akum and Behemoth, doesn't mention the other two. I know he says B'chol Kiyotze Behemoth, but he's connecting the two. Okay. Hushati Asuya Letzel, Kigon Sukkas Akum, Sukkas Behemoth. Avo Sukkah Shanases Me'eleho, says the Rabbi, a Sukkah that's made by itself, Psula, is possible. Nases Me'eleho is Psula. Why? If you were writing the Rabbi, what would you have written? Nases Me'eleho is Psula, why? Tassel and Asi, there's no Asiya sign. There's no Asiya, there's no action. Says the Rambam, L'fishal and Asi is Letzel. The problem is it wasn't made Letzel. V'chein achotet begadish v'aso sukkah, ain't a sukkah. So too, if you dig out, carve out the gadish, the haystack, and you make a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. Shari lo imer gadish zel Letzel. You were not ma'amer the gadish Letzel. You are ma'amir l'tzel. Now it's osu minatze. It's not a suya l'shem tzel. Turned out l'tzel by itself, right? It's l'tzel only in your kavana, but not in your asiya. There is no. It was never asuya l'shem tzel from the beginning. That's mina osay. That's going to be possible for the Rambam. The Fiko says the Rambam masu betchila chalal tefa meshach shiva l'shem sukkah v'chotet ba acher ken v'yishkin l'asar k'shera shari nasa schach l'shem tzel. The Rambam focuses on Litzel twice. Right? Nasis Mela is Psula because it wasn't made Lashen Sale. Chodit Begadish is also not made Litzel. And a third time as well, Lefikach, how can you do it right? If you make, if you have the Tefach of Scha, Tefach of Oel, Meshach Zion, that's Nasis Chashalel Litzel, that's okay. According to the Rambam, you get the distinct impression that you don't need an Asiyah. It's not the Asiyah. Asuya! It has to be made. I mean, you have to, the sukkah has to be made. But the key seems to be the kavana l'shem tzel. Not the asiya itself. The kavana l'shem tzel. Kavana l'shem tzel. Zokta bir alocha. You know, according to the Rambam, you get the impression. Let's say you were to pile the goddish, pile the hay on. You pile the hay on l'shem tzel. You say, I know it's not going to be tzel now because I can't get into it, but I'm going to make it l'shem tzel. I don't make it l'shem tzel. It's too complicated to make the tefach, the meshach zayin from the beginning. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to make a structure. It's too complicated. Let me throw the hay on. I'll have a kavanah l'shem tzel now as I throw the hay on. And then I'll carve it out. Does that work? The Gemara doesn't address that case. The Gemara talks about chodet the gadish, that initially when you put the gadish down, you didn't have any kavanah l'shem, sukkah l'shem tzel, nothing. And then later on you chodet. Right? And the other case the Gemara has is, let's say you have a tefach, the meshach zayin. Doesn't give this third case that you had the kavanah l'shem tzel when you were ma'amer es hagadish, but you weren't creating schachten because you just piled the hay on itself. You just made a whole pile, and then later you're gonna dig out. Does that work or does that not work? Zokta bir alocha. According to the Rambam, you get the impression it should work. Right? You get the impression it should work. This is the bir alocha in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Hay on the Shulchan Aruch that quotes the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like this Rambam. Sukkah bishlonasis l'shemitzu k'sherev u'shati asuy l'tzel. Has to be asuy l'tzel. Kegon, sukkah's ganvach and sukkah's rakfash. Sukkah shenasis me'elea psula l'vishlonasis l'tzel. V'figa hachodet begodesh v'aso sukkah in a sukkah sh'arei lo imer godesh zel l'tzel. Sh'arei lo imer godesh zel l'tzel. Tov debir alocham. Loshon says dochok ma'od. It's a very dochok loshon. Because even if your kavana was when you made the godesh, that you're going to make a sukkah out of it, that's also possible. Because you're not touching the schach. Why is it possible? Because you don't have an asiya. There's no maisa here. That's the issue. So the Lashon is dachuk, says the Bir Alocha. It's not the Shulchan Aruch's fault. It's the Rambam's Lashon. He says, and look at Rashi. Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph says, the Tasav Al Manasi, the problem is that you didn't do a maisa. So you're not doing a maisa in the schach if you just made the godesh mitchila and then you're carving out. So the Lashon is Dachuk. Because even if you taka had kavanah l'shem tzel when you were ma'amer sagodish, says the Bir Alocha, that also should be possible because there's no mice in the schach. You weren't making schach from the beginning, and you're not making schach in the end because you're just taking out what's below the schach, but you're not doing a mice in the schach, that also should be possible. Chora ha'yef shalomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Rambam, from whom the Mechaber is being matik is Lashon, maybe the Rambam holds like the Baal Amor. Balamor? Who Balamor? What Balamor? What's he talking about? Maybe it was like the Balamor on Daf Yud Beis. Balamor says, you know what? If you made the Godesh Metchila, L'shem Schach, you were going to make it L'shem Tzel, even though right now it's not a Schach, because it's not Mesakech on anything. It's a full haystack. It's not serving as a Schach. That's enough. As long as you had Kavan L'shem Tzel from the beginning, meaning that you're going to later be Chodek B'Godesh, Zok the Balamor, that's fine. That's the Balamor. That's the Balamor SDC. Vavam and Beis in the Rif. How much in the middle of the Chavile Kash Chavile Eitzim Sugya, the Baal Amor says, "V'zeo tam lachodet begodesh lasos lo suka." V'kim la begemar mishum tasev v'lo manasev v'lo mishum gzeres otsa. Gzeres otsa is the Chavile Kash Chavile Eitzim, that case that we spoke about. Chodet begodesh lasos suka in a suka because of tasev v'lo manasev. Says the Baal Amor, "Shin helo mitchila ha'omrim begodesh l'shem suka. Sheyochot lo begodesh k'shem." If mitchila, when you made the godish, you had kavana, you can make a sukkah out of it, and you chodet the godish later, that's fine. What could be the problem? Maybe you'll have a gzeras otzar, because after all, a godish is an otzar. So you think maybe you'll have a gzeras otzar? No, it's a milsim l'shchicha the chacham mena gozer. Mechom mena gozer. Aye, tasav lo mena asli, says the Balma, there is no tasav lo mena asli. Mitchila, you had kavana, l'shem tzel, l'shem sukkah, so that's okay. But you're not making schach then. That's not masiyah of schach. There's no schach. How can that be kosher? This is a collector's item in the Balamor. It's pellet. It's a pellet. The Bir Alacha collected it. Bir Alacha knew the Balamos. He knew a couple of Balamos. He knew more than a couple of Balamos. So he says, maybe the Rambam holds like that Balamos. The Balamos says it beferish, that if you make a Gadish and Mitchila, you have Kavan L'Shem Tzel, even though you're not making Tzachna. Your Gadish is not Tzach, because it's not Mesakech on anything. There's no airspace there. Later it's going to turn into Tzach. Yeah, but I had Kavana when the Tzach was being Munach. And Kavana when the Gadish was being Munach in its Mokom, even though right then it didn't have a Shem Tzach, but I had Kavana that it will be Tzach. And Kavana L'Shem Tzel, the Balamar says that's enough. So says the Bir Alacha, maybe Taka, that's what the Rambam holds also. Maybe that's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. But says the Bir Alacha, can't be because no post can say this. This is a Balamar, but it's a collector's item. This is not what the, this couldn't be what the Rambam is saying. He says, you know what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam doesn't mean, the Rambam never meant to say that if you have Kavana L'Shem Tzel when you pile on the hay, even though right now it's not Tzach, that's okay. Because you don't need Asiyah in Sukkah. All you need is that it's Asuyah L'Shem Tzel. No. The Bir Alacha says the Rambam is just coming to be Motzi from the case of Chotik B'Gadish if you have the Tefach B'Meshach Zayin. One case of Chodei B'Gadish is possible, and the other case is kosher. If you made the Gadish Mitchila, you just piled it on, then Chodei B'Gadish is Einasur. But if Mitchila, you have the airspace, you have the Tefach of Gova, B'Meshach, Zayin Tvachim, that's going to be kosher. That's what the Rambam is saying. Lafuke from that case. Rambam says, Avalim Imer, Chena Chodei B'Gadish V'Aso Sukkah, Eina Sukkah, Sharelo Imer Gadish Zelatzel. What does that mean? Sharelo Imer Gadish Zelatzel. Does the Rambam mean to say, if I was Ma'amir, if at the time when I pile on the hay, I have Kavan L'Shem Tzel, that's enough? No! The Rambam is saying that if at the time when I'm Ma'amir the Gadish, I leave the Tefach, that's okay. Because there was an Asiyah of Schach L'Shem Tzel. Even though I don't have the Shear of the Defanas, because it's only one Tefach, but I made a Schach L'Shem Tzel, because it's chal bo shem schach. The emes, that's really meduyuk. And the Rambam says lefikach. What's lefikach? Lefikach, he's connecting the two. According to the Baal Amor, the Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush. Gemara should have said chodei b'gadish lasos lo sukkah in a sukkah. But if you add kavan lo shem seil when you're ma'amar sagodish, that's good. That's a tremendous chiddush. The chiddush of the Gemara is not as big a chiddush. If you left the tefach, the meshach zayin, that's okay. The Gemara should have said a bigger chiddush. So, Poshim Shana Rambam is, the Rambam never thought of that middle case of the Baal Amor, where you had Kavan L'Shem Tzel when you piled on the hay. The Rambam is saying that if you're Chodei B'Gadish, you had no Kavan Mitchila when you're Ma'amar the Gadish, and then you're Chodei B'Gadish later. That's possible. But Lefikach, right? If you leave the Tefach, that's okay. Right? If you don't leave the Tefach, it's a problem. Sharei Lo Imer Gadish, then let's say you didn't have Kavan L'Shem Tzel. You didn't have an Asiyah L'Shem Tzel. But if you leave the Tefach, then you had your Asiyah L'Shem Tzel, and that's going to be enough. That's what the Bir Alacha concludes. That don't be medayek anything from the Rambam. But in light of the Baal Amor, you're sort of inclined to say that maybe the Rambam taka argues with Rashi. Rashi in Afid Aleph holds you need an Asiyah of Sukkah. You need an Asiyah L'Shem Tzel. And the Rambam says, no, Asuyah L'Shem Tzel is enough. You don't need an Asiyah. What you need is that there should be a Kavana L'Shem Tzel when the Schach is Munach in its Mokum. You don't need an Asiyah. Maybe it's enough that the Schach is Asuya, it's placed in its Mokum, it's placed L'Shem Tzel. If you learn like that in the Rambam, then maybe we could have a pshat in what Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying. Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to suggest that if the Ruach makes my Sukkah, the Ruach puts the Schach down, and I have Kavana L'Shem Tzel, that should be enough. So we ask, how could that be? There's no Asiya, how does that work? The answer might be that according to the Rambam, you don't need an Asiya in Sukkah. This is a tremendous Chiddush, totally different than what we've been saying till now. But according to the Rambam, Chagas Sukkos Taslach, doesn't mean you need an Asiya. The Sukkah has to be Asuya. You don't need an Asiya. You don't have to be Tase. You need a Kavanah L'Shem Tzel. It's Chag HaSukkos Taslecha. You need an Asiya of Tzel. Meaning you have to put your Kavanah, your Gestempel, your stamp of L'Shem Tzel onto the Asiyas HaSukkah. Not that you have to do a Sukkah. Not that anyone has to do an Asiya. Maybe it can happen by itself. But I can't have my Kavanah. I can't look at a Sukkah and say, you know, the wind made that sukkah, and now I have a kavanah l'shem tzel. No, my kavanah l'shem tzel has to be connected to something. It can't be a stam kavanah. So it has to happen when the schach is actually being placed in its mokum. I can't just have the kavanah in the belt around later. It has to be a mitzuref to something. So if I have that kavanah, when the wind causes the schach to land on the sukkah, that's good. Because then my kavanah is mitzuref to the hanocha of the schach in its makom. It's not just the kavanistan. But asiyah, do we need an asiyah of the sukkah? Who says we need an asiyah? Even if the ruach makes the sukkah, as long as I have the right kavanah, that might be enough. And that could explain Rav Yosef Engel's pshat in sukkah's behemah. The Meiri wanted to say, well, the sukkah's behemah means that others made it for the man. Because the Meiri is bent on the fact that avada, we need an asiyah. What, you just have a maisa kof ba'alma? Maisa kof ba'alma is never a maisa in halacha. So Rav Yosef Engel, nein. Maybe Taka was talking about that the behemah did the asiyah. Where's the kavana, l'shem tzeah? The answer might be someone else can provide that kavana. But maisa behemah is always not considered maisa in halacha. Maisa kof ba'alma, monkey work, that's not considered maisa. So how can that be kosher for a sukkah? There's no maisa. The answer is, who says you need a maisa? Do you need an asiyah in sukkah? Maybe it's enough, as long as there's a kavana l'shem tzeah. At the time when the sukkah becomes asuya, then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Behemah is no worse than ruach. Shlomo Zalman holds that that your kavanah l'shem tzeah can work when the ruach is placing the schach on my defanos. It's not such a far jump to say that sukkah's behemah is the same thing. That the behemah is doing the maisa, and I'll be done. It's not called a maisa, but I don't need a maisa. I don't need an asiyah sukkah, a real maisa odom. As long as I have a kavanah l'shem tzeah, as long as someone is giving a kavanah l'shem tzeah, a Yisrael, a goy, a nosh, an isha, anyone. As long as they're not a behemah, someone is giving a kavanah l'shem tzeah when the behemah is building the sukkah, perhaps that's enough to say that the sukkah is behemah.